That's popped up, shallow center field. Correa is out, calling everyone off. He's there, makes the catch, and that is the ball game.
Now,
the Houston Astros are 2017 American League West champions.
Another Astros podcast.
And welcome back, Robert Ford and Steve Sparks, joined by Astros general manager Jeff Luno, before the Astros wrap up the regular season in Boston. And, I mean, what a year for the Astros, Jeff. And 100 wins for the Astros. They reached the 100-win mark with their victory on Friday night. And it's something that's only been done twice in Astros history. It's not something that comes around very often. I mean, just how special is it to get? I mean, I know it's one number and there's still plenty of baseball to be played, but how special is that?
It's pretty incredible. I didn't really know how much it was going to feel, how positive it was going to feel until it actually occurred. And I started to get text messages from people and congratulations, and even the players, as they were coming in off the field, were giving me a big hug. And it's an organizational accomplishment that we're really proud of, especially given the fact that we were on the other side of the equation three straight years from 2011 to 2013. And it's nice to be on this side, and hopefully it'll be the first of many.
Jeff, when you guys were on that side, the Sports Illustrated cover came out with the Astros predicted to win the World Series in 2017. Did you cringe when you saw that?
I did. I mean, I knew it was tongue-in-cheek, but obviously there's the SI curse, and at that time we did not have a team that was going to postseason, so didn't want to call any attention to what we were doing either. But I'm just so glad that it's worked out the way it has. This has been a really fun season, starting with spring training in our new facility in West Palm Beach, the 162 games ending here today. But really, the fun part is what's coming ahead. October is going to be a really fun month. There's a lot of good teams in the playoffs, and I think we've got as good a shot as anybody.
You became the Astros general manager before the 2012 season. As you mentioned, lost 100 games each of the first 2 years. Of course, the Astros surprised a lot of people when they made the playoffs in 2015. A lot of people felt that was ahead of schedule. Did you have in your mind any sense when you took over as to how many years it might take or how long it would be before the Astros got to the point they're at now?
I did, but anytime you have a plan in baseball, something's going to go wrong, something's going to go right, and you're going to have to readjust. We thought that by 2015 we would have a 500 team, and by 2017 we'd be able to win the division. And pretty much we're on track. This is our first division title since 2001. We're excited about having a home field advantage for the first round and have a chance to do some real damage in the playoffs. This team, in my opinion, is much better than the team we had in 2015, which was a good team.
One of the reasons for this success that the team has had is some savvy moves, and one of them, Charlie Morton, who's been unbelievable this year, 14 wins, a career high for him. And his velocity has remained constant throughout the year. He's going to be a real weapon, not only in the playoffs this year, but for another year. You locked him up for 2 years.
Yeah, we took a risk because he's a player that had been oft injured, and our medical staff, we have one of the best medical staffs in the game, and they assured us that they do everything they can to keep him healthy, and they thought it was a good risk to take, and we took it, and it's paid off. He's been money for us, and that ground ball, the rate that he produces, whether that's in the rotation or in the bullpen in the postseason, he's going to be an important part of what we do.
How about Jose Altuve?
The 1-2, and Altuve grounds it through the right side for a base hit and into right center field. Springer will go to third, and Jose Altuve with his 200th hit. Fourth consecutive 200-hit season for Altuve.
Isn't it fitting that Altuve got that mark on a clean base hit to right field, going the other way, a patented shot for Altuve. 200 for the fourth year in a row.
Third batting title in 4 years. We're biased, but he should be the American League MVP. It seems like he just keeps outdoing himself year after year.
It's really incredible. This guy, against all odds, just continues to get better and continues to rack up accomplishments that are, quite frankly, historic. I mean, he's on a pace to be a surefire Hall of Famer. I'm so glad he's an Astro. I'm so glad he's going to be with us for the next few years and hopefully a long time beyond that. Really special player. It's been the heart of this team for a long time. I mean, he was here when we weren't a good team, and he had to suffer through all those losses. And a lot of this is for him and Marwin and Dallas and the guys that have been here the entire time. It's going to be a lot of fun this postseason.
Going through some of those hard times, Marwin Gonzalez came out shining, and he was kind of a bit player for a while, but now he's right in the middle of the mix. He's hitting in the middle of the order, playing a lot of different positions. He's turned himself into a good outfielder too.
He really has. For me, he's been the key to this great season that we've had. You knew that Altuve was going to go out and produce. You knew Correa would do his thing. Springer would do his thing. Dallas would come back. But Marwin emerging as really a legitimate star on our team and a guy who can play all those positions. I mean, he's put up incredible numbers, still leading our team in RBI. This guy, to me, has been the story of our season.
I have to ask you about Josh Reddick. Obviously went back to Houston to get his back looked at by the Astros doctors. Got looked at here. I know A.J. Hinch talked about the hope is he'll be ready when the postseason starts for the Astros on Thursday. What's the level of concern at this point, and are you still pretty optimistic that that'll be the case?
We do believe that he's going to be available for the division series, and depending upon who we face Thursday night, be in the lineup. I think it was a good move for us to give him a little bit of a rest here because he wasn't feeling 100%. The question is, when you haven't seen major league pitching for 10 days or more, it's tough to just jump right in the batter's box in a playoff situation. But Reddick's got the experience, and I'm sure he's going to be working hard, and I think he's going to be a big part of what we do so far.
Jeff, when you reflect on a season, it seemed like in 2015 you recognized that there wasn't enough swing and miss out of the bullpen. The next season, it felt like you realized that you needed more left-handed balance in your lineup. Is there anything with this team that you feel like you need to address this offseason?
Not really. I'd be happy to have this entire team come back as is. And obviously we've got a few free agents coming up, and Gregerson, and there's going to be some other guys as well. But the reality is the core of our team is going to be together. And that's a good feeling because we should have the same group for the next few years. I mean, we're going to look to make sure we have areas to improve, and whether Fisher's a regular out there next year or not, TBD. But I really like this group, and I'd go to war with them again for the next year and the year after that.
I want to ask you about Colin McHugh getting the start today. And, you know, he's been on the disabled list most of the year, didn't come back until July 22nd. How important is it for him to finish the year healthy?
It's important. And I think he's done what we were hoping he was going to do, come back and establish himself and be a guy that we know we can rely on going forward. And he's a guy that's going to be penciled right into the middle of our rotation next year. And I expect him to have a healthy year and get back to really do what he's been doing here the second half, but he's been a big part of helping us with this resurgence here in September.
Astros General Manager Jeff Luhnow, thanks for joining us. We'll see you in the postseason.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on, guys.
This has been a production.
And whoever in this crowd wasn't standing before, well, they're getting to their feet now.
Of the Houston Astros.
This place is rocking right now.
Radio Network.